Hi, welcome to Making Waves, the podcast that is authentic girlfriend conversations about the difference that makes a difference. Today we are going to continue our series on compassionate communication. I am here with my co-host Beth.
Hello.
And we are super excited to bring you this topic today. We want to talk today about interdependence versus dependence and independence.
That's a lot.
It is a lot. It seems like, I think I lump dependence and independence on the other side, because those are those opposites, that duality.
Yes.
But I feel like the energy in life is that the true essence is that everything is interconnected.
Yeah.
But I think we focus on that you're either dependent or you're independent. Mm-hmm. And I'm really not sure that I see positives for either one of those.
Could it depend on a situation?
I thought so at first. And then the more that I researched and studied, like, the notion of being interconnected and interdependent, I think it's a little easier for me because I've studied biology my whole life.
Okay.
Yeah, as a foundation. I know I teach anatomy and physiology and all the other things and have been a physical therapist. But I think at the essence, that is the biological science of that interconnectedness, mm-hmm. and how every one of your cells is connected to every one of your other cells, yeah. which, you know, and how those all work together, that hierarchy of organization. And it makes a little more sense to me. But then I think in my life, I was saying, well, I want to be an independent woman.
Right.
But I am the mom of boys. And I think I see, and I am the sister of brothers. If you know, there's been a lot of male energy in my life. But when I think about males and that truly male energy, mm-hmm. We put a lot of pressure on them to be very independent.
We do.
And what I see in my boys is the pressure mm-hmm. of being independent.
Right.
Of being on that island by yourself, of not being able to rely, not asking for help when you need help,
right.
Not seeing connections or not seeing other ways out or being open to other things, being very tunnel visioned mm-hmm. and mind focused because you're independent.
Right.
And I don't see that as a positive.
Yeah, because then they don't know how to work their way through situations because they're so focused on, I can't feel this way because I'm a guy. Or I have to act this way because I'm a guy. So they have to think independently. And like you said, it's hard for them to ask for help.
Right.
But as moms, we have to show them it's okay to ask for help. And as teachers, it's okay to ask for help.
And I think the independence in being able to do something by yourself or to yeah. be self-reliant is different than an independence.
Yeah.
You know, that... you know, we say no man is an island, those kind of those things are true. Even the connotation of it takes a village, and thinking about that, I honestly, at first I thought, no, I'm raising my children. I don't need anyone else. And that is not true. Like, my right. children need love from all types of sources.
Absolutely.
And they need influence from all types of sources.
Yep.
But I, too, need that same thing. I mean, I want that control over myself.
Yeah.
I think it's more about that, of having that choice. Mm-hmm. But that's what I find in interdependence. In interdependence, when I know that everything else is connected
yeah.
and that I'm more able to rely on myself to kind of be okay to be vulnerable.
Absolutely.
To understand that there is something bigger. There's something bigger mm-hmm. happening. There's more at play.
Right.
Than just being dependent or independent. And dependence to me, too. I mean, dependence seems like a lack of control, like giving up control or giving
right.
in.
Right.
And just letting someone else be in charge. And that's not a great way to be either.
Right.
But I also see it as women.
Yeah, so I was thinking immediately about my girls because I've got twins. And they're 16. Girls. And so they depend on each other so much. But yet, they're also independent in their own way. The way that I raise them is they're two individuals. Yes, they're twins. They're not the twins. They're Faith and Trinity.
Right.
They're two different people, but they hate being apart. They do not like being apart. They don't fight like crazy, thankfully, mm-hmm. but they depend on each other for certain things. So I totally get that, but I want to raise them, and I've been consciously this past year making sure to say, hey, you guys can do this. You guys can hang something on the wall. You can depend on yourself
right.
to do these kinds of things. So being very mindful of giving them that power.
Right. I think these words just kind of, I think it's the way that we're using them and the connotations that they have, but I think the mindset behind it is, everything is connected.
Absolutely.
You know, everything, you are both things at the same time. Mm-hmm. And I think if I can see myself both as an independent person, but also a dependent person, then I'm tapping into that interconnectedness.
Yeah.
And I think for me, when I was reading this and studying this concept, it was the notion of babies.
Oh.
They came up for me.
How so?
Because babies, when they're born, seem like the most dependent thing on the planet. They
yes.
can do nothing for themselves. They seem extraordinarily dependent on us to take care of them. And our job as parents is to get them to the point where they are independent and doing things. And mm-hmm. I was like, okay, well, this seems like a really good example. And then I started realizing the biology of that. Because when you are pregnant with a child, their DNA mixes with your DNA.
Yeah.
They leave cells in your body. Like, they found cells from babies in the brains of their mothers, which for me, as someone who suffered with infertility mm-hmm. and having had pregnancy loss,
yeah.
what I wept, tears, just wept into these textbooks
yeah.
as I was reading this and understanding this, because I realized that every child that I lost still left an imprint on me. And I was like, oh my goodness, like,
how beautiful is
they're
that?
They're with me yes. always, and I'm with them wherever they yeah. like that interconnectedness of the biology of it. Mm-hmm. And then to study what physiologically happens to a human when they look at the face of the baby and the baby smiles. The brain of that human is changed
yeah.
because that baby.
Yeah.
And then you think about that bonding mm-hmm. and the just even pheromones and all that, and how the baby learns to communicate to the parent. And I don't know if you've been in the house with newborns, but they run the show.
They do.
This
very loudly.
This creature is running the show. And I'm like, that's a lot of power there.
Yes,
wait a minute.
Is.
And I looked at that interconnectedness, at how humans are changed interacting mm-hmm. with babies and toddlers, and that human connection. And I don't see it as so being so dependent anymore.
Right. So do you think that the interdependency is more of being connected with yourself and being able to flow in and out of the independent and the dependent spaces?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I think when you see the bigger picture and realize that at any given time I am both the giver and the receiver. Mm-hmm. And I think as a classroom teacher, that is the most important thing
yes.
to me, when I realize that if I'm giving this information, I'm also receiving that information. And when
right.
I tap into what I'm getting from my students,
yes.
then we kind of co-create this learning environment together.
What energy do you get from the kids when you are connected with them?
Yes.
So
in the buildings is my favorite time, is when the kids are there.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I love the peace and quiet when they're not there, too. There's that moment. But I think I love that energy. But I also love that even if you are blessed to teach the same class
yeah.
all day long, it's different every time, because the energy from the kids, if you allow it to be, the energy
right.
of the kids is different every time.
Yeah.
And when I tell them that I learn as much from them as I teach them, and give them that power to mm-hmm. create in the classroom and to bring things in and to tell their stories, and for me to learn from them, from their perspectives,
yeah.
I come from a place of solid peace to allow someone else, I guess it's that control thing again, just to allow that to happen, but realize that an interconnectedness means that everything matters.
Mm-hmm.
Everything has a place.
Yeah.
Including the things that we label, like we talked in a previous episode about the judgment.
Right.
Even the things that I would have previously labeled as a bad thing.
Yeah.
Ended up being a not so bad thing.
Because it came from someplace else.
I mean, I think of the COVID and all of the horrible things that came out of that, but it also gave us such wonderful reconnections with our own families, reconnections with ourselves.
Yeah.
We
yes.
the world quieted down, and we had that space to explore who we were or run away from who we were, but we had that
some
opportunity.
People did.
And I think creating those opportunities and starting to be able to see things that we may have labeled bad as they just are.
Right.
I think things just are, and the energy we give to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is a beautiful thing. Maybe nothing has meaning until we give it meaning.
Yeah.
And I think knowing that everything is connected.
Mm-hmm.
And a random weird thing happened to me this morning, and mostly I coexist with nature pretty well.
Yeah.
In my living space, I'm not really fond of insects in my living space.
Okay.
However, I am learning to appreciate like where they are in nature.
Yes.
And everyone laughs at me, and I always say, spiders have a special place in my heart because they feed on other insects, and I kind of like that. and I have contract with the spiders in my house, you're allowed to be on the periphery.
Yes.
Be in the windowsills, you can be on the edges, don't get in my shoes, don't get in my bedding, don't get in my clothing, don't get in my space. When they're in my space, they must be transported out. I used to kill them, I don't anymore. I attempt the best I can to transport them back out to where they're supposed to be. But this morning I was getting ready, and on my dressing table, this tiny little bug was crawling by, and I noticed it. Mm-hmm. And my first instinct was to reach and squash it. And I immediately killed that instinct in myself and pulled my hand back and was like, what is that bug hurting you?
Right.
I'm like, what an adventure this bug is on. Like, how did you? And I started watching this little bug while I'm getting ready.
Aww.
How did you get in here? Did I leave the door open? And like, yes. Is it my fault that you're not where you're supposed to be? And I just kind of was this interconnected as I watched this little bug crawl around the table. It wasn't hurting me. It wasn't going to bite me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, why would I have killed this in the past? And I think doing this work and understanding, I let the little bug go on an adventure. I'm like, what's it gonna eat? What's it gonna hurt? It's not gonna do anything. It's on the greatest adventure of its life, and why would I want to snuff that life out? Because clearly it's never seen or smelled or been. It seems super excited to be hanging out on my dressing table.
We need to get it on the podcast.
And it was the tiniest little bug, and I thought, how amazing that tiny little bug had an imprint on me today.
Yeah.
I acknowledged my interconnectedness to that living thing and had an impact on me, and I was like, what an adventure it must be on.
How many times during the day do things happen around us that we don't even connect with, that we don't even pay attention to, but that we could pay attention to and find out or just imagine what that journey is?
Yes.
And it could be with our students as well.
Absolutely. We were talking this week here in the building that sometimes when a kid unloads on you, that's a signal of trust and love.
Yes.
That they trust you enough to be the most vulnerable, to let all that emotional baggage out.
Yep.
And to be, you're that sounding board and that person for them. And then if you don't take that on,
right,
it's actually a beautiful spot, like, you know, to hold space for them, to allow it to the storm to pass, to say, okay, is that over? Mm-hmm. To not personalize any of that, to not take it on. That can be a beautiful thing.
Right.
And a beautiful way to model and interconnect for that child to say, look, I get it. Everybody has a bad day. Let it out.
Yep.
But it doesn't hurt me. It doesn't affect me.
I've learned to ask 3 questions when somebody needs to unload. Do you need a hug? Do you need me to fix it? Or do you need me to just listen?
I love that.
So when somebody's starting to unload, I ask those questions so I know where I can stand for them.
Right.
So that might be something to ask the kids. Do you need a hug? Do you need me to fix it? Or do you need me to just listen?
Absolutely. And I think giving permission to give that advice, because we were talking about what do we do when we communicate, because this is about compassionate communication. When we are doing those things that actually create separation and disconnection,
right,
that's where we run into the troubles. But that creates connection there, because you're asking permission, because sometimes I do just want someone to listen.
Yeah.
Sometimes I do just want, you know, to feel my feelings.
Right.
Sometimes I do need advice. Mm-hmm. But for someone to ask me, is this what you want me to do?
Yep.
Gives me back that power, that independence to make that choice.
Yep.
You know, so I think sometimes we feel very out of control,
yes,
ready to give up, those, yes, kind of things, and that person gives you back your independence, and that's what that interconnectedness means.
And we had that moment this past school year, mm-hmm, to where you needed something in that moment, and I was like, let's go. Mm-hmm. We're going here. Then I took you out of a space.
Right.
And then I just let you go. And you just unloaded, and I did ask, what do you need from me? And we were able to work through all of that.
And I think because what is so nice is that you are okay with who you are and your own feelings, that you have room for my feelings.
Absolutely.
And I think we have to check ourselves that, mm-hmm, if someone is upset and all I want to do is fix it, then wait, stop. You know, reconsider what is going on.
Yeah.
If you're not okay with your own pain, you don't have room for someone else's.
Right.
And that is no way to live. Like,
right,
that's the work that we need to do. If we are parents and we are educators and we are doing this work,
yep,
we have to be okay with who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because you cannot hold space. You can't even hold space for someone's joy.
Exactly.
If you aren't okay with your own.
Right.
Or allowing yourself to have that.
Yeah.
And I think it's just being a little more mindful of who we are, mm-hmm, where we are, and understanding that we are all connected.
Yeah.
And because you did that for me, I was then able to reset myself and do what I need to do for everyone else in this building. It is, yep, connected. But I also needed that point of vulnerability.
Right. And I was like, oh my goodness, I've never seen this side. I'm like, nope, I'm getting you out of here and we're going in here. Because I knew that's what I had to do for you.
Right.
For that space. So
And we had, I had that opportunity this week too. I had a friend who had a devastating news and devastating things happen. And it was so nice to be able to practice to just give her a hug and just say, I love you. And to just be there and let her, there was nothing I could do to fix that situation, but just letting her know that she knew what to do and she knew what was happening. But at that moment, she just needed to know she wasn't alone.
Right.
And I think that's where that interconnectedness comes into. And I think if we could pay more attention to that.
I agree.
So speaking of paying attention, in our podcast, if you've watched any of our episodes, you know we always love to give you a little bit of a call to action. So what I think we would like for you to do as you think about what we've just discussed today, when you sit and be quiet, we've had you before kind of connecting to your feelings and what you're feeling in your body. This time we want you to sit quietly just for a few minutes, and I want you to think of five things that you treasure about yourself. And I think this might be hard.
This is going to be hard. It's even hard for me.
Why do you think it'd be hard for you?
We're the hardest person on ourselves, and we don't see the beauty within ourselves sometimes. Yeah. So
I think it goes by that Pretty Woman.
Yes, absolutely.
The hard things are just easier to believe.
Exactly.
And I think for me, I tend to sit when I get that quiet time. I want to sit out. What do I want to grow? How do I want to focus? Like, where I want to change? Where I'm looking at my weaknesses so I can get them stronger. Yeah. I don't take the time to look at my strengths.
Right.
So we want you to take time to find those strengths. But I want you to take it one step further, because this is about interconnection. And I want you to think, when you identify those five things that you treasure about yourself, that you truly are your strengths, where did they come from?
Who did they come from?
Yes, who modeled them for you? And take it a step further. Who in your life today have you connected with because of those strengths?
You,
exactly. You're like, you'll find your people, and you have already found your people. Yep. And we want you to just kind of identify that and define your people. Also, like, who are you inspiring to do the same things? Yeah. So in terms of interconnectedness, like, who did that for you? How does that play out in your life? And how are you doing that for other people? And you will see both sides of that, kind of the left hand and the right hand holding hands, and see how we have those connections. So look for those connections. Please, this week, as you are, you know, going about your business and doing what you do, just be a little more aware of connections that you see, being more interconnected, understanding how you are connected to other people.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think it'll be great. So until next time, stay wild, my friends.
Bye.
Thank you.